entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 200.
And it's... My goodness. And it's Tuesday, September 12th, 2017.
Today on the podcast, we've got Mr. Dave. You guys all know him. He'll be coming on. We have Uncle Kevin, who hasn't been on in almost a year, I think. But he's been on a few times. And today he'll be telling my favorite story of his, and it has to do with a nursing home. And I guess before we go on, can you guys hear all right way back in the corner? Thumbs up if you can hear. All right, awesome.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of thumbs.
And thank you guys for being quiet. This is quieter than I expected.
Wow.
Layton has a story that he promised to share 2 years ago, and so he's going to share that tonight.
It's
and
maybe so talk, ancient.
Maybe talk a little bit about the weekend. And then if we have time, we'll do a little bit of French Press Podcast trivia. Where you can win some additional free things. And speaking of free things, when you came in, you should have got a ticket in the back by our merchandise table. If you didn't do that, just make your way over there. You can get a free ticket. If you buy something, you'll get an additional free ticket. And between segments, we'll be reading off winning tickets. So the sooner you get additional tickets, the more likely you are to win.
And Ruben, what is there to buy?
Oh my, there are some awesome t-shirts.
So many things.
There are some, Jeff took some photos when he was on his European trip, and you can, there's a couple different options for buying those things, and I think that's, am I missing anything?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, so t-shirts and photos, and then at the very end, after we're done with everything else, there is Paul Yoder, Layton's dad.
That's my dad.
And his wife and Paul's brother.
That's my uncle.
Are going to be singing a song, a tribute for Paul Miller, who passed away in the last few weeks. I think a lot of you guys know him and probably touched your lives. And so they're going to be singing a song, a tribute to Paul Miller, and that's how we'll kind of close the evening. And if at any point you feel like you need to leave, go ahead and do
that.
We're
not offended.
This isn't church.
Your presence counts. And it does matter.
It actually does matter.
It does matter.
So first off, thank you guys for being here. It is exciting to do this. Jeffy did a phenomenal job with making these little posters that are on your table and the big posters that are hanging on the wall. So good job, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, way to go, Jeff.
Thank you to Main Street for allowing us to do this and for providing a ton of freebies. There are 10 $10 gift cards and 10 mugs. So we've got...
People love free stuff. It's insane.
And then we're also going to be giving away several t-shirts as well. So we do have feedback. We'll just go through a normal podcast episode like we normally do. We've got some feedback. And the first bit of feedback is from my brother Theodore. Last week we were talking about getting the signs on your vehicle when you're in a funeral procession.
Oh, yeah, the little flags that says funeral.
Yeah, and I didn't have one on either time I was in the procession. I didn't have one. And so I asked you guys why you think that was. And Layton, do you remember what you said?
I said because your vehicle is, quote, too fancy.
And Theodore said he has a white truck that's not funeral looking at all. And he also, or he did get a flag put on his truck. So he says you're wrong.
I wouldn't call Theodore's truck fancy. I would call it manly. You're welcome, Theodore.
All right. Do we have any other feedback, Jeff or Layton?
This is not less of feedback and more of a suggestion. Mitch came up to me today. Mitch, you can wave your hand if you're back there. Anyways, he came up to me today and suggested, and we didn't do this due to lack of time and not necessarily wanting to do it either, but it was kind of
funny.
Just
way too much effort, way too much work.
He suggested that we would print photos of ourselves with targets on them, and then whenever somebody that's listening to the podcast gets mad or annoyed at us, they can use a French press dart, which will sell for $12 a piece.
Of course.
And throw it at the photo hanging on the wall. So thanks for the suggestion, Mitch. It was pretty funny.
And also, Mitch texted me. He said he's pretty sure that how many people are in here, this place is definitely a fire hazard. For sure.
Do you have anything else, Layton?
No, that's it.
All right, let's welcome up Mr. Dave for our weird story from history. Give him a hand.
We love you, Mr. Dave.
Oh, thank you. You can all be seated. Thank you. I have to say, this is a lot more intimidating than doing this in Layton's basement. But congratulations, guys. I've always known you were destined to greatness. Layton had a been following your career since you had a vodcast? I don't know, videos with another student many years ago.
Oh, that was so long ago. In fact, my principal's here. He would remember that because he was on it.
He was on in character and out, I think. So, anyways, congratulations to both of you guys.
Thank you.
Good work. All right, so I don't know if you guys will remember this or not, but many stories ago we talked about possibly who first discovered America. And was it Irish? Was it Vikings? But today we're going to talk about a guy who almost discovered America. This is not Christopher Columbus. This is not Leif Erikson. This is a guy that I guarantee you have not heard of. His name was Bjarni Herjolfsson. Now, he came from a line of explorers. He was also a Viking or a Norse. And his grandfather, named Bardi Herjolfsson, was an early settler of Iceland. And Bardi passed down his love of exploring to his son, Herjolfr Bedarsson. And then he passed it on to his son, Bjarni Herjolfsson. So Bjarni, the star of our story today, he was a seafarer from an early age. He became a merchant, so he had a lot of money and some fame. But he was also a devoted, loving son. And so in the summers, he would sail around the North Atlantic, but in the winters, he would come back and spend the winter with his parents in Iceland. Well, one summer around the year 986 AD, Bjarni was away on a trading voyage in the summer, and his dad, Herjolfr, decided, you know what? My dad discovered Iceland. I want to settle in new land, too. And so he and his wife, whose name was Thorgerdr, joined a guy named Erik the Red, and they went to Greenland and started the first colony there. Well, Bjarni gets back from Iceland, and he finds out, wait, Dad sold our home. He sold our land. I have nothing. And Bjarni was so upset, he actually didn't even get his stuff off the ship. He said, I'm not getting off the ship. I'm going to go find my parents. Yes.
And how long was he gone during this time?
I think it was just kind of a summer trip. So it would be a few months, you know, long enough for his parents to pack everything up and move to Greenland. Now, Bjarni from Iceland, his crew said, what's going on? And he said, well, I am going to spend the winter with my parents. I'm going to just go to Greenland. Now, he did not have a map. He just had some vague directions that somebody had told him. So word of mouth, he decided, I'm going to sail from Iceland to Greenland. And his crew said, all right, let's do it. So they set off heading west. Well, it only took a few days. They lost all sight of land. Wind and fog come up and blow them totally off course. And they just kind of kept sailing, hoping not to run into something, but hoping to get somewhere they could see. Mm. And they finally spotted land again, but they didn't know what it was. It didn't match the description of Greenland that they had gotten back in Iceland. It didn't look like any place that they knew. And so they decided to sail in to get a closer look. So Bjarni and his crew sail in, and they see, well, there's thick woods, just some low hills, no mountains, no glacier, no big rocks. This does not look like Greenland. And Bjarni, he had no interest in actually exploring a new land. He just wanted to be with his parents. And so he decided, all right, back out to sea. So they go back out to sea and kind of kept the land within sight on the port side. And they sailed for a couple more days, and then they went back in and they got to shore and they saw, hey, this land is flat. Still no glaciers, no mountains, nothing. And the crew said, Bjarni, you know, we've been sailing for a long time. We need some wood. We need water. Bjarni said, it's not Greenland. We're not stopping. So they go back out to sea. And after a few days, they get to another patch of land. This time it's high and rocky and glaciered, and oh, surely this is Greenland. Nope, said Bjarni. This looks pretty worthless. We are not stopping here. They didn't even lower the sails that time. They just kept right on moving. And again, they go out to sea. Finally, after four more days, they see a fourth landmass. And the crew, at this point, is like, are we ever going to stop this this journey? And so they ask the captain, okay, Bjarni, is this Greenland? Can we stop? Yeah, this looks like Greenland. Let's land here. Now, they did. And conveniently, they actually landed at the cape that was basically his parents' backyard. So they just kind of stumbled upon Greenland. And Bjarni was reunited with his parents. And so he said, you know what, that's it. I am done traveling. I have settled in. Now, he didn't realize this. No one realized this. But the place where he had stopped, had almost stopped, but refused to get out, was Canada. And possibly even Maine. And so essentially he took a trip from Iceland and went, just took a nice tour of the Canadian coast before getting to Greenland. So, not only had he come within spitting distance of the New World and then turned around without even checking it out, he also then basically handed over his place in history to someone else. Now, after Bjarni's father dies, he said, hey, you know, I can sail again. I you know, don't have this tie anymore. And so he ends up going back to Iceland and Norway, and word gets out about his eventful trip. And Leif Erikson hears about the story and says, hey, that sounds kind of interesting. Bjarni, can I buy your boat and sail and try to find this land? And so Leif Erikson bought the ship, sails over, and becomes the first European to land in the mainland Americas, on North America, and the first one to establish a settlement here. And Bjarni pretty much was lost in history, and we really don't know that much about him outside of that, A, his curiosity did not get the better of him, and he is only known as the man who almost discovered America.
Wow.
I know I've asked you before on the podcast, but where do you normally get your interesting stories? Because maybe someone's here that isn't normally listening, and they want to know where you find these great stories.
Sure. Google is a big resource.
Wow.
I know. I got a book, and I forget what it's called, but it's basically, you know, the untold stories from history, or, you know, weird stories from history. It's put out by the History Channel. So that's probably out there as well, but yeah.
Do Layton or Jeff, do you guys have any questions about the story for Mr. Dave?
No.
All right.
No. I feel like I know enough of Bjarni.
There you go. Well, congratulations again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dave, and we'll see you again in a month. All right, between segments, we'll do some drawings and give away some stuff. So if we could have the basket of tickets headed on up here, and we'll name off. We're giving away five winners, and all of these will be for the Main Street mug.
Oh, wow. What a nice mug, you guys. Look at this. This is classy.
I want one of those. I wish I could enter into this drawing as well.
Oh. Oh, they're in here. I thought this was the prize. the first ticket, the first winning ticket was 152075. Anybody win?
Raise your hand. Yeah!
If you have this ticket, make your way. Are we giving them out up here or back there?
Back there.
Okay, so make your way back to the merch table and collect your prize.
Turn around. Leave us. All right. 152041. All right. Next one is 152076. Oh my stars. They should get two prizes. That's enthusiasm. 152078.
Yeah.
Woo. Way to go.
All right, last one.
Last one. Make it count. 077. 152077. My word, his wife got one. What the world?
All right, we'll have Uncle Kevin. You can make your way on up here. Yeah, Uncle Kevin, make your way on up here.
Hey, and it's not too late for you guys to buy some additional merch and enter again into the contest.
If you buy a T-shirt, you get another ticket.
All right, Uncle Kevin, it's been a long time since I've heard this story, but I still remember laughing about it. And anytime you tell a story, it's always just funny and great because you can kind of feel like you're in the story, seeing what you're seeing and hearing what you're hearing.
Feeling so, what you're feeling.
We didn't give a warm welcome for Uncle Kevin, so let's give him a warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for that afterthought. I appreciate that. No, it's great to be on. Dave kind of stole my thunder there with the congratulations and everything, but I feel honored that you guys would ask me to be part of this celebration, and I'm really proud of you two. I'm sure you got some of it from me.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
No, it's great. Thank you. That we're here, and 200, it's hard to believe, really is.
Yeah.
So the story I have was a couple years ago. My wife's grandpa wasn't doing too well, and he was kind of going backwards, I guess you could say, and through some unfortunate situations and some family situations, we found out kind of last minute that he was in a home up on the north side of Elkhart. So we thought, well, it might be our one chance of going to see him. So we found out where it was, and we go up there. And the first thing we encountered when we got there is on the door from the outside in was locked, and you needed a code to get in. But the receptionist desk, which was right inside, was empty. No one was around. So we're kind of fumbling around there and trying to figure out how we're going to get in.
And are there cars or people on the outside of the building that you...
There was one other lady that walked up to the door with us. But she didn't say a whole lot, and she was only there like a split second before someone came out. So we kind of looked around, and we just headed right on in. I guess I was kind of surprised. You would think if it was secure enough that they had the doors locked, that you would have somebody right inside the door, but they didn't. So we get inside, and we're kind of standing there as a family in the hallway, and of course the lady that had come in with us, she took off. She knew where she was going, and we're kind of looking back and forth. And while we're standing there, this... one-legged woman in a wheelchair comes like boot scooting down the hall. I mean, she's moving pretty good with one leg. She comes down the hall and she like just boom, right up in front of me and like just looks up at me. And we kind of locked eyes, you know, because I'm like, what's going on here, you know? And she's like, where should I go? Where should I go? So I didn't really know what to say. So I'm like, well, I really don't know where you should go. Well, I don't know either. And she just sat there. So it's kind of this awkward, you know, 5-second stare down. And finally she asked me again, where should I go? So I just pointed down the hall. And I said, why don't you go that way? And she's like, okay. And whoom, off she goes. So after she was gone, a nurse comes along. We tell her who we're looking for, and well, come to find out there's an even more secure area inside this area where they keep the more, the worst of the patients, I guess you would say, the escapees. So she takes us down there. Well, then she didn't have a code to get in. So she had to go get a manager. So we're standing in the hallway again, and wouldn't you know, here comes the one-legged woman again down the hall. Same scenario, so I pointed her the other direction, and out she went, she was gone. I thought later, I wonder what they do with her other shoe. Do they like put her right shoe on her left foot so she can wear that one off too? But anyway. So finally we get a code, we get in, and we go into this place. And if you can imagine like a 10 or 12 foot wide long hallway, fairly long hallway, 70, 80 feet long. And then on one side is like a big common area dining room with tables and stuff. And it's like full of people, just some of them are just like staring off into space, and some are like looking at their fingers, and others are staring at, whoops. Others are staring at, does that have to be here?
You don't need to use it.
It's fine.
So I don't spit in the mic.
It's supposed to stop popping okay. Sounds, but.
But you're a good enough talker, it's okay. Right. We'll make an exception for you.
And some of them are staring at puzzle pieces, but not putting anything together, you know, so it's just. It's just, you know, this you're kind of in awe when you walk in.
That's kind of like what if you watch my coworkers at work, that's what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
They're staring at stuff, but not putting anything happening. Together. No.
Occasional dribble of drool, you know.
Oh, of course.
So we take all this in, and in the middle of the hallway, I mean, right smack dab in the middle, in a chair, is Grandpa. The nurses told us, he had decided that is where he was going to sit, and no one was moving him. So there he is. So we walk up there, and you know, we're kind of trying to talk to him. He communicates, but I don't think he really knew who we were. But Jenny's introducing us and stuff, and we're trying to coax him out of the hall, you know. And so finally, because with five of us, you know, Jenny and I and the three boys, all around Grandpa, we're kind of hindering the flow in the hallway. Mm-hmm. So I just walked off to the side a little bit, kind of lean against the wall. And right beside me is a four-wheeled cart, like to haul food and stuff around. Mm-hmm. And on top of it is a tray. And sitting on the tray is, I'm assuming plastic, but a really nice, fancy glass pitcher with ice and probably lemonade.
Ooh.
Okay, this detail will come in more important later.
Oh.
But that's kind of sitting beside me. So I'm watching my wife talk to Grandpa and do her thing. And I hear some like mumbling off to my left, which is away from Grandpa. So I look down the hall, and there's this lady wandering the hall, and she kind of has her, like she'd put her thumb in her pocket, and she'd be shaking her pocket, and you kicked him into the river, you killed him, and she was muttering this stuff, you know. And it's like, man, you know, this is kind of weird. So I'm, you know, basically one eye watching Jenny, one eye watching this lady. And she's mumbling around, and then she starts getting closer, and I can hear a little bit more, something about, it was actually kind of weird, and you wonder what she experienced, but it was something about a baby and in the river, and you kicked her, and I thought I heard killed at one point, but I don't want to assume anything, but anyway. So she starts to draw closer and closer, okay? So I'm a little nervous, but she's not that big of a woman, so I figure I can take her down if I have to. And as she gets closer, she walks to this cart with this tray on it. And she kind of puts her hand on the cart and like pulls it a little bit away from the wall while she's doing her mumbling and stuff. And she kind of has it out away from the wall, which not a big concern for me, but I'm looking around, you know, is anybody else seeing this? Obviously not. And then she like puts her hand on the tray, and as she's mumbling again, she starts like, and she's pushing this tray, and the cart's not moving, but the tray with the pitcher of ice and lemonade is sliding off of the cart.
Oh dear.
So again, I'm like, you know, am I the only person in here? Is no one seeing this, you know? So I finally just reached over and just like put my hand and stopped it, because I mean it would have, you know, probably plastic, but it would have shattered and lemonade and ice everywhere.
Oh.
And she just looked at me and muttered something and carried on and got kind of angry and then like turned and started walking away a little bit. So I'm kind of wondering what to do. And then I hear something on my right, and I turn to my right and hear another lady had come out of the dining room, and she looks at me and goes, "Don't you worry about him. He's retarded."
And said him, even though it was a lady.
Even though it was a lady, yeah, that was the classic part.
Oh, that's good.
So needless to say, our visit didn't last much longer than that.
Did you ever find more staff? I mean, was it staff besides that one person that you met at towards the beginning?
There was nurses in and around and doing things, and I later assumed that it was probably just so normal.
Yeah.
It was just not a
big deal
to them.
They're probably used,
you know,
to having to clean up lemonade and
yeah, exactly,
ice and
exactly.
It's a normal happening. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Do you have any more questions for Uncle Kevin?
No.
Uncle Kevin has been on a few times. Our website only goes back to about episode 77. And I guess we had you on towards the beginning. I thought it was more recent. But the The only episode I found that is currently on the website is episode 96, and the title is The History of Bible School, and it talks about Uncle Kevin going and experiencing Bible school.
That was a good story.
Yeah, check that out, and I'm going to go back in the archives and try to find those earlier stories too, because there were some classics where you were delivering storage buildings to a nudist colony. Right?
Yes, that is correct. I actually had somebody ask me about that tonight, and we were talking about the vinyl seats in a nudist colony.
Oh, that's the worst.
The funniest, the I guess in a way sad, but the funniest, there was another one that I had to go into one time, and it was a family nudist camp, which is really weird. But on the way out...
Okay. Yeah, nudist colonies are totally normal.
Yeah,
but a family,
that one's weird.
That's weird. That's different.
But on the way out, I go past the playground, and there's a stainless steel slide. Not sure how that works.
Were there any were there any streaks?
All right, well, maybe we'll need to have you back on again, because I always enjoy your stories. So thank you, Uncle Kevin, for agreeing to doing this.
Thank you.
And we'll hear from you again in the future, I'm sure.
All right.
Okay, we'll do some more giveaways. If we could have the bucket of, or the cup of tickets.
The cup of ticket, the great cup of tickets. I summon the great cup of tickets.
And there's so many giveaways. We're going to get through these as fast as we can. So we're going to give away, the first one will be a French Press podcast shirt, and the next four will be Main Street $10 gift cards.
Oh, wow. The cup of tickets upgraded to a bowl of tickets. Oh, all my. Right. This is fantastic.
So our first one will be the T-shirt, and the next four will be the gift cards.
All right. The winner of the T-shirt is 152068. Woo! Okay, and then you said the next prize winner is a mug?
No, the next ones are the gift cards.
Oh, you get a gift card. Okay, this next one's a gift card. 152062.
All right, hey, just make your way over to the merchandise table and they'll take care of you.
Yeah, go over to the merchandise table. And then next winner is 152080. And... next one is 152040.
Oh, your man Mitch.
Way to go, Mitch. All right, next one is 052045.
So many dreams were crushed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, next up, we're going to have Layton share the story that he promised to share 2 years ago.
Okay, this story... is a very old story, and after I share this, none of you will be able to look at me the same. It's a very humiliating story, and so really, it's a sacrifice that I make for my listeners. And I must warn you, it does involve fecal matter, and it is my own. So if any of you guys get grossed out, I completely understand, you can leave, but bear with me if you can. So this particular story happened at Bible school, and specifically at SMBI, that's out in Pennsylvania. And at Bible school, Bible school is a very crowded place. You are constantly interacting with people, and it's very difficult to find your own private personal space at Bible school. And so my little private personal space was there was a bathroom down by, in the guy's dorm, down by the laundry room. There is a toilet that's way, way in the back. These toilets, they branch off of each other. These bathrooms branch off, and I always went to the furthest one away from everybody. And that was my little personal space to get away from the stresses of learning Greek and trying to translate the book of 1 John from the Greek into English. It's very difficult. Anyway, so I'm in my private place. I'm sitting upon the porcelain throne. And of course, I have my phone out because the phone is the next generation's magazine or newspaper. I think a lot of you can relate to, you know, just sitting on the toilet, much after you've, like, long after you're done with your business, just sitting on your phone. If you think that nobody does that, just ask the person beside you, and they'll kind of, like, wink at you and not, like, yeah, I do that. That is a thing. So if you don't do it, somebody in your life does. Anyways, so I'm doing just that. I've pretty much finished, but I haven't finished cleaning up. And I was lost on my phone. And I was so lost on my phone that I lost track of time. And I realize, oh my goodness, I have to be in class in 2 minutes. And it's quite a job. I still need to get my books for Greek class. So what do I do? This is gonna require some motions, but I have my phone in my hand. I realize the time. I put it down on the floor in front of me. Okay? And it's important to note that. And I quickly, I get some toilet paper. And I'm the kind of guy who doesn't just do a wipe and drop. I do a wipe and then a fold and then one more wipe and then drop. Yeah, I told you. It's really, really, it's really detailed. Anyways, yes, plug your child's ears. It's not safe for children. Anyways, so I realize the time, I set my phone down, I get the toilet paper, and then I do my first wipe, and I'm so, like, vigorous with my wiping, that and the motion is so smooth that the matter is actually just kind of laying on top of the toilet paper. And I wipe, I bring up the toilet paper, and it's just laying atop, and then I do a sudden stop because I need to fold. And you have to watch this in slow motion. Because it flings up. It goes up. And I'm sitting down. And gravity takes a hold of the disgusting particle. And gravity has its effect. It brings it down right betwixt my legs. And I'm so petrified. I shrink back in horror. And because of my cat-like skills, it missed me. But alas, it did not miss my phone. Now, the first thing I wanted to do was call one of my friends to say, you would not believe what just happened to me. But there was something in the way. There was a disgusting particle on my phone. I cleaned myself up, and then I had to wipe my phone. I cleaned that up as best I could. I got a pin, I got a Q-tip. Man, I tried to do a detailed cleaning.
And is this all before you go to class?
No. I did it after class. Okay. But when I got to class, the teacher asked, Layton, why were you late? And I said, and it was truthful, you don't want to know.
The details of this are so clear. I bet you even remember what YouTube channel or video you were watching, do you?
I actually don't.
You don't?
I really don't.
Everything else was so clear, I figured that was just burned in your brain.
No, everything else was burned in my brain. I'm pretty scarred for life. And just so you know, I have gotten a new phone since then. You don't need to be afraid. That is the only time. And it only landed on the corner, okay? It's not a big deal.
Well, I have heard that phones are the most non-sanitary thing
German-fested
on a person.
Little petri dishes. And
I think it's because of situations like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, well, thank you for sharing that after 2 years of waiting. I hope it was worth it. Go ahead and bring the mug up here and we'll pick some more winners out. We'll give away one shirt and we'll do 2 gift cards and then 2 more Main Street mugs.
Okay, thanks. All right, one more prize drawing. Ruben, are these prizes specific?
Yeah, first one will be for the shirt.
Okay, first one's a shirt. This is 152050.
It's Larry.
Way to go, Uncle Larry. All right, next one, 152039.
And these are three gift cards here, three gift cards.
That last one was a gift card. I'm going to go with Johnny. This one's an early bird. 152003. My own mother! Way to go, Mom! I love you, Mom. All right, last one, 152008. Oh, wait, that wasn't the last one. We do one more, right?
Sure, give one more.
We're doing five. Okay, here we go. 152048. Yeah. Woo. Oh, my goodness.
All right, we are going to do, where are we at with time? Oh, we got time. Did you want to talk about your weekend?
I could,
and we want to do trivia as well.
Let's do the trivia, and then we'll see where we're at.
All right.
Because the trivia is really important because it includes free stuff.
So for the trivia, I know it's going to be a little bit tricky and a little bit unfair to pick out the winner. So just be gracious with each other and with us. But we'll ask a question, raise your hand, and the three of us will try to see who raises their hand first, and you'll get a shot at answering a question.
So, I feel like I need to stand up, Ruben.
Go ahead and stand
to keep
so you
track
can see better.
Of where every of the hands.
All right.
Keeping track of hands, Batman.
This is the, and I think we should exclude immediate family from this.
There was a gasp. Ruben, do you
realize? Fathers and siblings are excluded, although in-laws would be allowed.
In-laws are allowed.
All right,
and,
first
and
question.
Mothers?
No.
Okay, fine, then. No mothers.
All right, first question. What was the main topic of the French Press podcast when it first started?
Luke!
The Arrow TV show.
Whoa! You get a t-shirt.
You get a t-shirt, Luke. Way to go.
Wow, I'm impressed. All right, name the two sidekicks before Jeff. What did he say?
He said Kyle and Eric.
No. Someone else. Part of that answer was correct.
Who did he say?
He said Kyle and Eric.
Randall raised his hand first.
Oh, Randall, go ahead. Okay, well, we need two, not just one. Do you know the other one? Okay, Dana. Oh, he gives up. Wynn? Weston, sorry.
Was it Theodore and Eric?
Yes! My word.
And that one is also a free t-shirt. Next.
Yes!
Oh, okay. All of these will be t-shirt prizes. So if you don't want a t-shirt, don't raise your hand.
Next question. Where is the podcast recorded?
Mr. Dave raised his hand.
Let's go to the next person.
Eric Berkshire.
Eric. Layton's basement.
Good enough.
Eric gets a free t-shirt.
All right, next question. This one's kind of long, so listen carefully. What is Layton's new responsibility at church?
Oh, wait, there was a hand behind Mr. Dave.
Jason.
Yes!
Oh, Dad, you got them all right. Wow.
And just so you know, if you would have said superintendent, it would have been disqualified because I'm just assistant. So well done.
All right, last question for a chance to win this shirt. What do you do to that Amazon link?
I think Zach went up.
Smash it!
That's right! You smash the Amazon link. He knows what to do. Follow suit.
Here's some more free stuff here.
Okay. We're going to have more free ticket drawings.
All right, the next one are five mugs.
Oh.
And these mugs are pretty nice. You saw them earlier.
These are the Main Street coffee shop mugs. Beautiful mugs.
The cops are coming. This is a fire hazard. They know. All right. First winner of a mug. 152063. I guess that's a dud. All right. Next one. 152074. Oh, he got it. All right. 152016.
Eric.
They get a t-shirt and a mug. Next one, 152043. Way to go, Jesse. How many did I do?
Mug.
A mug. You get a mug.
I think you do two more.
Okay, two more. 152018. All right, last one. 152014. Oh my stars! Yeah, that's fine. We should do that.
We still have $10 gift cards.
Oh my word, we still need to give gift cards away. Oh, Ruben, I'm getting tired of shouting out numbers. This is not good content. All right, next winner of a. These are now gift cards, $10 gift cards to the Main Street Coffee House. 152079. Next one, 152004.
Yell it out if you got it.
Oh, Jacob!
Jacob! My nephew!
Wait, is that family?
One.
Okay. 152084.
And then Jeff, one of his photos he's giving away as a mouse pad, so we're going to give one for that yet as well.
Oh, so this is for the mouse pad?
This is for the mouse pad.
This is for the mouse pad. And it's a nice photo, by the way. No, no, this one that I'm about to read off. Here we go. This is for the mouse pad. 152056.
Yes, that's me.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot there is one more. We had a suggestion. Someone wrote in and said we should give away the magnetic car mount.
Oh, yeah.
And so there is a magnetic car mount back there. You don't even need to use it in your car. It's great in your shower. Oh, it's up here.
It's up here. It's not back there. It's up here. This is for the magnetic car mount. Here we go. 152026.
Yes.
Come up here and claim your prize. My goodness.
All right, that's all we're going to do for tonight, guys. Thank you again for coming. Thank you, Marcus and Deborah, for letting us do this. And let's just give them a round of applause. Woo! And then if you could stick around, we're going to have Uncle Paul and Uncle Steve and Aunt Trish come up and sing one song in closing.
I also want to do a thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you for showing support. Thank you for listening to the podcast every week. Sometimes I forget that people actually listen to this. But seriously, it's so awesome that you guys came out here and just showed your support. And also, one more special thank you to a woman that sacrifices my time, or her time with me, every week. And that is my wife. She's amazing. She's the love of my life. Thank you, Carrie. Oh, are we going to do a word of the week?
I always forget, but yeah, we will do a word of the week. So go ahead. What is the word of the week, Layton?
I'd like to be selfish and
I know.
And make it a word that's about my story. And so I think I will. I think, oh man. Oh my goodness.
You always do this, but I'm pretty sure you know what you're gonna make the word.
Actually, I don't know. I think it should be maybe like, can I do two words?
Sure.
Bible school.
So when Layton and Ruben decided that they want to do a live broadcast, I was sitting there at the kitchen table one evening, and my friend Paul Miller wasn't doing well at all. And as I was thinking about everything, and I thought, well, you know, it would be really cool to do a tribute to our friend and brother, Paul Miller, when they do this live broadcast. And so tonight, my brother Steve is joining us, and Trish and I want to sing a song in tribute to Paul and his commitment and his love for Christ. And I know that Paul is over there, and he will never come back to us, but we can go to him and join him with Christ. So we're going to sing a little song here Okay, yeah.
There'll be a light.